USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump arrived in Florida last evening to spend the holidays at his Mar-a-Lago resort, and shortly after getting there, he spoke at Turning Point USA's Student Action Summit with this advice to those in attendance.
Our nation badly needs more young people like those here tonight to study up, work hard, and then go into government, go into journalism, go into media, go into teaching, and yes, go into academia, and retake these institutions, rebuild our culture, and take back our country.
Before leaving Washington, the president signed a $1.4 trillion spending bill to keep the government running through September 2020. It was hammered out by Congress this past week before lawmakers left for their holiday break. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance, from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy points, and availability vary by state.
At last check, no arrests have been made for the shootings of 13 people, all wounded, when a gunman opened fire inside a large memorial gathering early today on the city's south side. Chicago police say the affair was to remember a 22-year-old city man who'd been shot and killed during a carjacking last April. Six people are dead, 13 others injured after an early morning apartment fire in downtown Las Vegas yesterday. It happened at the Alpine Motel Apartments. The fire chief there says crews arrived to find people jumping out of second and third story windows.
I don't think there is anything that is more disturbing than to pull up on a three-story building and see multiple people hanging out a window.
They believe the cause was accidental. Cleanup is underway after a freight train derailed into the Potomac River in West Virginia yesterday. Officials say the five CSX freight cars that derailed were empty at the time. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The Trump administration is rolling back a rule that would phase out energy-soaking light bulbs. It's the latest effort by the administration to eliminate steps taken to fight climate change. The Trump administration saying it's protecting consumer choice by allowing incandescent bulbs to continue to be sold. The rule banning them was scheduled to take effect on January 1st. It had been adopted back during the George W. Bush administration. Two Syrians were arrested in Germany after a Berlin market was evacuated because of a bomb scare. Police later said no bombs were found yesterday. The suspects were released 2 hours later. It was the same Christmas market that was at the site or was the site of a terrorist attack in 2016. A dozen people killed that time, nearly 50 injured when a terrorist plowed a truck into the crowded Berlin market 3 years ago. And experts in Maryland are working to determine the value of some anonymous jewelry that was dropped into a Salvation Army kettle a few days ago. Salvation Army Captain Ryan Vincent says several pieces of very expensive jewelry were deposited in the kettle at a grocery store in Annapolis, Maryland this week. He said the items included a Tiffany bracelet that they've determined is worth over $12,000. The donation will help feed needy children for a year, he says. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.